We are learning Mesechtas Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting 11 lines from the bottom of Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. The first words of the line is the Loi Litlazon. I don't think I'm reading it right, but that's where we're starting from. Elo Hadatanya. We learn to the Brisa like this. Elo Hadatanya. The Brisa says like cryptic words. We have to figure out what we're talking about. Yol de Zachov in a keva, if she gives birth to twins, a Zachov and a keva, ha Zachov neutel shisha, the Zachov takes 6 dinarim, van a keva neutel shnei dinarim, and then a keva takes 2 dinarim. A dinner is a dinner zav we're talking about here, which is 25 dinar kesev, which 4 of them equals a mana. So basically, the Zachov takes a mana and a half, and then a keva takes chamishim. That's the halacha. So Gemara asks, "But my mishkachas law? How is the heichem mishkachas law? What's the case that it's possible that the zocher takes 1.5, and then the keva takes a half?" Omar Rav Ashi, Amrita l'shmeitza kamei Rav Kana, b'misaris. The guy made a tanaya like this. The Omar, he said, he knew his wife was having. He figured his wife was having twins, so he said like this: Zocher tchila. If the zocher is born first, then masayim, he gets 200. Nekeva acharav v'loy klum. The keva is born second. The keva is born afterwards, gets nothing. If the zocher is born first, only the zocher gets. Zocher gets 200. If it's the opposite, nekeva tchila, then the keva tchila gets a mana, and the zocher acharav mana. So here, that was the tenai he made. He was going to give 200 mana altogether. That's much altogether, which is 8 dinarim altogether. And he said, if the zocher is first, the zocher gets all 8, and the keva gets nothing. If the keva is first, each get 4, which each get 100. So Gemara says, so therefore, what was the story? But y'all the zocher and the keva. She gave birth to a zocher and a keva. Lady name and I have no, not sure which one's first. So zocher shakel man of shach. The zocher either way gets 100, because if he be first, he gets 200. If he's second, he gets 100. So either way, he gets 100. Now the other 100 is the shayla. Iduch mana have a moment on what the wasafik v'chalkin, because if the nekeva was first, the keva gets the 100. If the zocher was first, the zocher gets 150. So here that last mana, if zocher first, the zocher gets 200. So here that last mana we split, and the zocher gets 150, and the keva gets 50, because moment on what the wasafik gets chalkin. And Tosis speaks out that. L'chayre, this is only if he's sumchis. Zog the bottom tais. Just l'ra bonon de amri amoytz mechaveir ol v'raya hava koil becheskes ha-zochor shehu ha-yoyrish la-chamisa. He'll get the whole 200. But if you hold like, we're going to go into sumchis, we say, modern mutz of a chalkim, therefore, you split us. This b'raisa that says, the zog gets 150, and the keva gets 50, he's talking about the special case where he made such a tanai, he made a double tanai. He said, if the zog is first, he gets 200, the keva gets nothing, and the keva is first, the keva gets 100, and the zog gets 100 also, and here we're not sure which one's first, therefore, it's 150 and 50. Huh? Okay, right. So who's the mukhsik then? So who's mukhsik then? So Taisi Grada says, I didn't read it, it's because it's Shara Taisi. Taisi says, Inami, I feel the Rabbanon equal ukme b'chaya av she'en ha'zocha mukhsik yoyksim in a keva. Taisi says, no, neither one's mukhsik, they will be chalkim kuliyam. The problem is, the Chorin already asked on Taisi, is that fear Rabbanon, that according to the Rabbanon, the Chorin defaws should be the mukhsik. In such a case. If he's not dying, he's the muchzik, so it shouldn't give either one. So that's why it's shver. The Taisa says the second pshat. They're talking about mechayav, and therefore it's cholkim kuliyam. Zok the Gemara, another bryce to that. We're not sure what it means. Vada Tanya yoldu zochav in the keva. If she gives birth to a zochav in the keva, ain loy el amana. He only gets a mana. Heichem mishkachas lo. So what's the shaila? So the Rashbam explains because ain loy el amana is mashma that you would think. They get 200. Whoever this is getting 200. But you only get 100. So, hey, what are we talking about over here? Omer Ravina b'mevasreini. So, we have a new case here. Until now, we're talking about a case where you're mezakel uber, which Gemara has to come back to exactly how that works, where you were giving the uber the present. But here, Ravina says, this brisa that says that yolda zochav in the keva in le'elamana is talking about a case where you told a guy, this guy's wife was out of town, or he was out of town, that's more mistaver. He was out of town, and his wife was back home, and he needed someone to tell him what his wife had. His wife knew his wife was having a baby. He didn't know it was zocher in a keva or tum tum. He doesn't know anything, so he says, "Whoever gives me the news will get money." And the Tanya went to the Braisa. What was the halacha? What did he make up? And kuf memalvam beis to Tanya. Hamavasreini b'man nifta rachma shel ishti. He says, whoever lets me know what my wife, what child my wife had, so im zachar, if the mevaser tells me that it was a zachar, you get a mana. So what's the halacha? If yod a zachar, if she gives birth to a zachar, and he comes and tells him that, no yitl mana. That messenger gets a mana. If he says it like this, in the keva mana, he says, if you give me the news that my wife had in the keva, I'm going to give you a mana. So yod a keva, no yitl mana. Yod a zachar v'nekeva, ain't le'el a mana. If a zachar v'nekeva born, he only gets a mana. So the Mara asks, "Va'zochah on a keva le'oma." He didn't say zochah on a keva. He just said, "If it's a zochah, it's 100. If it's a keva, it's 100." He didn't say zochah on a keva. He didn't say twins. "Va'zochah on a le'oma." So the Mara, no, the Amar Nami im zochah on a keva, Nami yitol mana. He says, "If it's a zochah on a keva together, then you take a money." That was part of his tanai. But the Brisa just didn't recognize every single thing. I got the respondent on the Mishnah. He's right from here that in a regular case, if you don't speak out twins, that's not one of the stardom. Here he spoke it out. That if you have twins, you get a mana. So now back to our Bryce. So the Bryce says, Ain't Leila Mana. You know what we're talking about? Someone was a Vassar that his wife had a Zachar in a Keva. So the Shainim asks, okay, so what's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush? Ain't Leila Mana. What's the Chiddush? Obviously, he says, Zachar gave me a Mana. So the Rishonim answer, the Rashba, the Kamash one is, you would think that he means to have a Mana, Zachar and a Keva, Yitol Mana for each one. Kamashlon, Ain Leila Mana. That's what I remember at the beginning. He said, you think you get 200. No, you only get 100 and not 200. So Ain Leila Mana, only one mana. So the question is, El Mutimai. So what? In what case doesn't he get anything? He gets something no matter what. If it's a Zachar, he gets a mana. If it's a Keva, he gets a mana. If it's a Zachar and a Keva, he gets a mana. So when does he get nothing? Basically, he just say it simple, like the Rashbam says. Say, when you come tell me what my wife had, I'll give you a mana. Why do you have to speak as a Zachar? What comes with a Fuke? So tomorrow, El Mutimai, El Mutimai Nefel, coming to exclude a Nefel. That if he comes back and says she had an Eiffel, he gets nothing. Then he gets nothing. That's why I speak out, Zachar Akeva, which is a Bar Kiyoma, and not someone, not dead. Actually, there's a Tumul in the Achorinim. What about Tumtum Joyganus? Is that counted also? It's why you say Dafki Lamut and Eiffel, you don't say anything else. That's a Gara Shaila here. Zotik Maravaita. Ahu do Omala Lidvisu. Nichse Lahai de Mabarta. He tells his wife, he says, my nechasim are going to the Uber that you are carrying right now. Omar Avhuna, this right now is really a new Gemara, and this is going to go, we'll go back to explain our Mishnah from this Gemara. So it says in this Gemara, so someone said to his wife, nechse lahai demabart. Nechse lahai demabart. That the nechasim going to the Uber. The Uber. Going to this Uber. Omar Avhuna have mezakeh l'Uber, have a mezakeh l'Uber l'ikana. You can't be mezakeh something to the Uber. Now, how did he give it to the Uber? He had the Uber make a kinyan mashicha. No, obviously the Uber is not the, can't do that now. He did a zchira de'acher. It's not a, his mechasim is a davar shabal olam. So what? So we'll talk about that in a second. He's giving his mechasim which he has, and he's giving it to the Uber, ayde acher, okay, a live person. He tells the person here, be kind of this for the Uber. So Rav Huna says it does not work. A mezakeh l'Uber lo ikana. Doesn't work. That, and even after the Uber is born, he won't be koina. Because right now, he was not koina, and I have to repeat it over after he's born if I want. But right now, it does not work. Even after he's born, it will not work. Lo ikana. Eisver Rav Nachman l'Rav Huna. So Rav Nachman, who heard this from Rav Huna, asked him a kasha from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, ha'imer, a person says, im yolda ishti zachar, yitomana. He says that if my wife gives birth to a zachar, he will take a mana. The zachar will get a mana. And what's the halacha? Yol the zachar, not the mana. The zachar is born, he takes a mana. So you see, it works. Mezakel uber works. So hekar Rav Huna argue on a mishnah. Amalei, Rav Huna answers, I don't know who our mishnah is like. That's a shver mishnah. I have no idea who this is like. And therefore, you know, it's a shver mishnah. So afraid to Gemara, what now I'm going to try to see, maybe I have a tana for the mishnah. But lame leila ramei, maybe it's ramei, like Moshe was trying to say, lame leila ramei, doma odo makne dova shaloi baloilam. Maybe it's going to go to ramei holes that I can be makne something that I don't have yet. So ramei says that you can makne, for example, if someone wants to makadisha isha, that's not, she's in this world, but she didn't become a gyaris yet, or someone wants to sell his pears that are going to grow on his tree. So according to ramei, you're allowed to do that. Odo makne dova shaloi baloilam. So maybe that our mitzvah is going to that Madiyama. No. That can makna something to a person who's in the world. Maybe he's missing some details, but the person's in the world. To be makna something to something that's not in the world yet, he never said that works. So even Rameyah should agree over here that there's no makna dava lib dava l'shloi b'loilam to a person not in the world, to something that's not in this world yet. So therefore, he did not have hud pshat in this mishnah. Freiti Gemara, but lemalei Rav Yosi. Maybe it's Rav Yosi. The uber kainy. You find Rav Yosi holds that a uber is yerush. The tanaim went to the mishnah. Uber poisel ve'ena meichel. Divrei Rav Yosi. The halach is that if let's say there's a kohen married to a Yisraelis, a kohen married to Yisraelis. And the Kohen dies. While the Kohen's alive, his Avadim all eat Truma, and his wife eats Truma. What happened was, the Kohen died, but he left a pregnant wife. His wife was a Mubaris. So what's the halacha? Could the Avadim continue eating Truma? Technically, it happens to be, they have a Shoki Truma. Because if there's no child, Yarshim's them, the father's Yarshim, who are all Kahanim. So the Avadim should be able to eat Truma. The halacha is the Avadim can't eat Truma. You know why? Because the Uber was Zoyche and the Avadim. And the halacha is the Uber B'mei Imai is a Zar. The Uber B'mei Zara is a Zar. The kid is to call a Zar. Until he comes out, it's still considered a Zar. So the halacha is the Avadim cannot eat Truma. And the halacha also is that he's not Michael's mother Truma, but that's not the game for us. But Uber Paisel, which means Paisel the Avadim, ain't a Michael. It's not Michael the mother, but Truma. So what do you see? You see, Klar, that the Uber yeshlo chelik me'imai in the avodim of his father. You see, passes of achilas truma. Obviously, he owns it. So you see, it's shayach to have a zchia for Uber. The Uber is zoicha in something. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. So maybe our mission is Rabbi Yossi, who says he can be zakel Uber because he's finding that an Uber could be zoicha in a yerusha. Samara says, no, that's not a raya. Shani yerusha abal me'aleo. A Yerusha that comes by itself is different. That could work. Yerusha that comes, Medin Torah, comes by itself, there, that could work to Uber. But to Imakna, or Odom to Imakna to Uber, that doesn't work. So it's not a Raya from Yerusha. Freyti Gemara, Velemele Rabbi Yechonim Abreiki. He made our mission to Yechonim Abreiki. The Omar, Loishto Yerusha, Loishto Matana. That you could give a Ben Ben Abonim, Sai Yerusha, Sai Matana. Tanan Rabbi Yechonim Abreiki. Omar, Misha Royal Yerusha, Dvarim Kayom. And we were assuming that means that anyone, even an Uber's rarely Yarish, so he's going to be Yarish eventually. And even more than that, a Uber could be Yarish, even B'me'ima, like we just said. So here, Rabbi Yechim Reka says that someone who's royally Yarish, I can give it to. So Rabbi Yechim Reka says, clearly, I give my tana to Uber. So maybe our mission is Rabbi Yechim Reka, who says, I give my tana to a Uber. He says, I can even give my tana ben ben avon him. Mama Amil, Rarely Yarishu, Devar Kayam. So I'm going to know. It only means you want to give a present to Davash Yisraelim. Who said you could give it to a Uber? Maybe he's only talking about a case of someone who's alive. But who said if someone is not alive, who said you could give it to them? Who said? Like Dafka Ben Ben Abanim, Ava Uber Ben Abanim Lai, maybe. Freyti Gemara, V'leim Rabbi Yechon Breika, he V'sov Alei Ki Rabbi Yosi. Maybe it's Yechon Breiker, and he holds like Rav Yosi, which means like this, the way Mashal learns, that maybe like this, we see from Yechon Breiker that you have a koyach in the koyach HaMatana to turn into Yerusha. Rav Yosi says that Yerusha works through Uber. So why don't we say Rav Yechon Breiker together with the Shita of Rav Yosi together will make it that it's possible to have Yerusha to Uber. I'll read what the Mashal says. The Masha says, to explain this shita, he says, says Leimalei Rabbi Yechonim Breika. He saw like Rabbi Yosi. Va'adifa Madar Rabbi Yosi. He's even better than Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi Shani Lei the Dafka Birusha Me'ileo Savar the Zoicha Uber. Ava Rabbi Yechonim Breika Akachol Shani Lei Ben Yerusha Me'ileo Lirusha Machmas Atzmai. He holds no difference. The Savar the Meirish Adam Ben Ben Abanim. The Kiman the Islei Rabbi Yosi the Zoicha Uber. Gemara's kash is, we really spoke it out in the first step. The first step of Gemara's kash was, Stam, Rabbi Yechon Breika's words, Royal Yarshai, is right, it's enough. He said, no, he doesn't mean Royal Yarshai, he means Bain Ben Abanim. Now we're asking what a lamed is. We're asking if Levi, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Breker could turn everyone into one ben abanim into a yairish. So a uber is yairish me'aleha even while he's not born. So then Rabbi Yechon Breker, who says you have the kayach to turn a matana into yerusha, it should also go to uber together with the shita of Rabbi Yossi. It should go. So Gemara says, no. Who said he holds a Rabbi Yossi? Miyem and a Savalei. Who said he holds a Rabbi Yossi? Maybe he holds a Yerusha Bam and that doesn't work either. Maybe he holds Yerusha doesn't work at all to Uber. We have Rabbi Yossi that says that a Uber stops the Avodah from eating Chuma, but who said Rabbi Yossi holds to that? Maybe he holds even Yerusha doesn't go. Uber doesn't get it at all. Not at all. Uber is never Zeche anything. So who said he holds a Rabbi Yossi? Who said he holds a Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara, try one more thing. Velei Malei B'masreini. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about Mavasreini, which means the whole Nupshat. The Mishnah is not talking about that I'm being mezaka any money to the Uber who's going to be born. It's not what I'm doing. The whole Mishnah is talking about Mavasreini, talking about the messenger. The Mishnah says that if he says, Ha'oimerim Taylor Ishti Zachar Yitamana, means the person who tells me about it. Yolda Zachar Yitamana. In a cave of Messiah, the cave is 200, it means if the messenger says it. In Zachar Mana, Mekeva Messiah, Yolda Zachar Mekeva. All these things talk about the messenger. And like Mishnah says, I'm a kamasha teled, ishta yitol, arizitov, ain't sham yarish, alo yarish shakal. May the Mishnah talk about Mavasreini. But label him Mavasreini. Freight the Gemara, if that's the case, Yahi, the Tani is safe of him, ain't sham yarish, alohu. If the only yarish is him, yarish shakal, even if it's tumtum, even Mavasreini, yarish by virte. If we're talking about the messenger the whole time, why is he being yarish anything? He's not a yarish at all. If we're talking about a Mavasreini, then Yerush is not getting Yerush at all. So that doesn't work either. V'lei Malei B'shiyalda. Maybe it means that our whole Mishnah is talking about, again, let's recap the way we're holding over here. Rav Huna said, I cannot be Mezaka to Uber. The Kasha was, the Mishnah says that if I give money to the Uber, 100 for Zachar, 200 for the cave, it works. So I came Zach Uber. So Gemara tried all different things. Gemara first tried, it's about a mayor, holds Yimaka Davos Shabbalim. No, this is Lid Davos Shabbalim. It's different. Then the Gemara said maybe it's Rabbi Yaisi who says Uber is Yairish his father in while he's Uber. He said no, Yerusha Bamla is different. Then the Gemara said maybe Rechem Ebreika. He said no, Rechem Ebreika means Dafka, someone was born. Then the Gemara said maybe he's talking about Mavasreini. He's not even talking about the Uber at all. The Gemara says it can't. So the Gemara said Avnut. Maybe our Mishnah is talking about that he said this all after the child was born. He didn't know if it was Zach in the Keva. And he says like this. Oh, Mazdov, she had a baby? Okay. If it's a Zohar getting 100, if it's a cave getting 200, the baby. So it's talking about a baby that's born. May I ask what she's talking about? And then it fits very good. V'mein Yerush Elohu, he gets everything, you know, if it's a tumtum, it's gevaldik. V'leimei v'shiyolda, yachi. But the problem is like this. It's only safe of him. Omar, kol ma'asha teled ishti yitol, harezi yitol. Kol sha teled, kol sha yoldo boile. If someone was born already, you don't say kol ma'asha teled ishti, it's going to be born. It was born already. So it can't be talking about yolda either. That's not pshat. Another try and topical from Beizim and Aleph, V'lei Malei, the Omar Likisha Teilet. Maybe he said like this. He said that I'm giving this mana for when he's born. I'm giving it to him now for when he's born. So Rav Huna L'Tameh, Dam Rav Huna, Af Likisha Teilet Kana. Because even Rav Huna holds, like we'll see in the next Gemara, that Rav Huna holds that if you mezaka to Uber, who's loy bal oilam, even if I say likisha teled, it does not work. Even if I say I'm mezaka to you now for when it's born, it can't work because right now it was not a bar schia, so I can't do a bar schia for later on either.
What's happening that works?
Right, but so I'm saying it's only michal when it comes to the world. So maybe if I made the kinyan now, huh? No, well, always be chal now? No. Not for me, we could be chayzer or not. Until now, we're saying it's not be chayzer, it'll be chal right now. I can't be chayzer. I gave it to him already. It's his. The Uber carnet. He only the gay when he was born. But I say, look, it's tailored. I have a chance to be chayzer until it's tailored. Because I'm saying, but maybe when it's tailored, it works. It's like a kinyan lezman. Like I'm going to kinyan now for 30 days down the road. But at that time, we'd be born. So that's not an eitz either. So therefore, like on, so right now, where we're holding is that we are any day mishana as a mishnah. Who said the mishnah? Mishnah shver. That's what Rav Huna held. Rav Huna held the mishnah is shver. There's no madama like our mishnah. Rav Huna says he's not kaina even like shteled. And therefore, our mishnah is any day mishana. And the next year, Metzem, we will start from two lines on the top.